passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. It's not always easy to make environmentally friendly travelling choices. That's according to public transport campaigner Kat Hobbs at the Campaign for Better Transport.
What we want to see the government do is actually make it easy for people to make the right choice. So that means enabling people to use public transport more, use buses and trains more, cycle more, walk more. Obviously, sometimes people need to drive, but we want the government to be playing a role in just making those better low-carbon choices easier for people.
And how well do you think they're doing on that particular issue then? Well,
the government's strategy for reducing carbon from transport is all about making cars and vans more green and using biofuels, which sounds okay, but actually in practice, what the government's looking at doing is allowing people to drive more and more, allowing more and more vans on our roads. That means more congestion, more accidents, more noise. Yes, it's great if cars are greener, but actually we need the government to help people to turn to public transport and use other options.
And so specifically what them to do, invest more money, I don't know, legislate against having cars, what would be the solution?
Well, at the moment, our big campaign is about train fares. And what we're saying is the government needs to cut train fares so that people can take the train instead of driving or instead of flying within the UK.
Now, a lot of the train companies obviously are not actually run by the government. So why should the government get involved in that? Isn't that a market forces issue?
The government actually regulates train fares. And at the moment, its policy is to increase fares and make passengers pay more every year. So that's why fares go up every year. And we're saying actually instead of doing that, the government should be cutting fares and investing in making rail a real alternative for people.
And why is it? Because it is a fascinating thing that it should be cheaper to fly to Edinburgh, for example, from London than it is to get the train. So why does that happen?
Well, it's a matter of government policy. So at the moment, the government gives the aviation industry a big, big tax break of £9 billion a year. And at the same time, as I mentioned, it actually increases train fares because it wants passengers to pay a greater proportion of the costs of running the railway.
One thing then would be to reduce train fares, and presumably in flip side of that would be to increase the plane fares.
That's right.
What else could happen?
Well as that, we've seen in lots of towns around the country, we've seen the evidence that when you make public transport a good alternative for people, people will get out of their cars and take the bus or cycle or walk. And we've seen that programme of what they call smarter choices, which actually works and does reduce traffic. So we want the government to make public transport a real option for people all over the country.
Do you think we're doing quite well in London, for example? I mean, that's where I live, and I really can't see the point of having a car, to be honest. But obviously, it's not the same in rural areas. But for London specifically, do you think we're doing quite well there and there isn't much of an excuse to have a car?
Yes, I do. I think London is a really good model. And the problem is that at the moment, we've got some good investment in London. People can live without a car. But everywhere else, people are forced into driving their cars, even if actually they would rather take the train or take the bus or cycle or walk. And the government needs to be making everywhere as good as London. Obviously, it's different in rural areas, but there's a lot more they could be doing.
What about things like car clubs? Are you in favour of that sort of idea?
Definitely, yes. And that goes alongside giving people other options, giving people real options.
And things like trams and so on as well. I mean, we kind of got rid of all of our trams and now we're thinking about bringing some of them back. Is that a sensible option for reducing our carbon and actually improving public transport?
Yes, definitely. Especially in bigger cities like, for example, Leeds is the biggest city in Europe without a tram. In other countries, they've got trams and they find they work really well. People like to take the tram. They'll get out of their car and get on a tram because it's quiet, it's a good alternative. But in this country, we're actually very bad at trams because the government just doesn't want to invest in them.
And why do you think the government doesn't want to do that? I mean, it sort of kind of makes sense on an environmental level, so why not?
Well, I think really the government has a prejudice and thinks that people don't really want to leave their cars behind. And that's why this low carbon strategy is so unimaginative, because at the end of the day, the government doesn't really believe that people will get out of their cars and get on a bus or a train or a tram, even though there's strong evidence that they will.
So if you could change one thing, what would it be?
Well, we think the government really needs to start by looking at pricing. At the moment, public transport fares keep rising, whilst the cost of motoring actually keeps falling and the cost of taking the plane keeps falling. So that's really pushing people in the wrong direction. So we think the government should start by looking at that problem. And we think, as I mentioned, a good start would be to cut train fares and tax the fuel on domestic flights. If people listening feel that train fares are actually too high and they would like it to be easier to take the green option, then you can join the campaign on our website, which is bettertransport.org.uk.
That's Kat Hobbs from the Campaign for Better Transport.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com. or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.